So let's start with a bit of cricket. From the IPL qualifier, it is the Punjab Kings up against the Royal Challengers. Royal Challengers won the toss and chose to field, and they have skittled the Punjab Kings for just 101. So they'll need 102 to book themselves a place in the IPL final. Marcus Stoinis top scored there for the Punjab Kings with 26. Amongst the wickets, Josh Hazlewood took 3 for 21. And Suyash Sharma took 3 for 17, while Yash Dayal got 2 for 26. So dominant performance there from the Royal Challengers with the ball, but they're going to have to back it up with the bat. The winner there obviously going through to the final of the IPL for this season. The loser, though, gets another crack in the second qualifier. Moving to some tennis from the French Open. Men's second seed Carlos Alcaraz takes on Damir Zoumer in the third round tomorrow. The defending champion was made to work hard in his second round match yesterday, but says that the Grand Slams give you more time to recover from setbacks.
In Grand Slams, in matches at the best of five, it's much better to refocus your attentions, let's say. So you have more time, you have more sets just to be back if you lose your focus a bit.
Well, looking at some results from today, Coco Gauff has just finished her match. She took on Teresa Valentova, but she cruised through there 6-2, 6-4. So the second seed is through. Ninth seed in the men's draw, Alex de Minaur, he's out. He was beaten by Alexander Bublik in five sets. Men's third seed, Alexander Zverev, beat Jasper de Jong in four sets, while number one seed, Jannik Sinner, coasted past the retiring Richard Gasquet in straight sets, 6-3, 6-love, 6-4. The other results in the women's draw, third seed, Jessica Pegula is into the third round. Sixth seed, Mira Andreeva has also advanced with a 6-3, 6-4 win over Ashlyn Kruger. And then men's sixth seed, Novak Djokovic, he's about to get his match underway against Frenchman Corentin Moutet. And then finishing with football, Chelsea manager Enzo Maresca says that he's hoping their UEFA Champions Conference League triumph, rather, can be a starting point for a new era of success at the club. The Blues came from behind to beat Real Betis 4-1 yesterday. Chelsea is also the first team to win all of Europe's three major trophies. Maresca says he wants to build a winning mentality with his young squad.
To build a winner mentality, you need to win games, you need to win competition, and for sure the trophy we want is going to make us better. But also I'm very proud about, you know, the journey we have done in the Premier League. That for me is the most difficult competition in the world.
Well, that's all for me for today for the East Coast Radio Sport team. I'm Nick Tatham.